number two of Truth Network, Republic Broadcasting Network's Midnight Rider. It's also heard on the TruthNet Radio Network, as well as we simulcast the show there as well every night. And the chat room is open at MidnightRiderShow.com. MidnightRiderShow.com. That's the problem of doing a show on two networks and doing two shows a day. You get in a mindset and more and more. Actually, I did pretty good the first two or three weeks and didn't confuse the two, and now I am. I don't know. Slap my bed again. That could be the fact I haven't had any sleep. Because I had to go play with a granddaughter. I mean, there's just no way around it. I mean, wild horses weren't going to drag me away. And about all that, I took a cat nap there while I was at the hospital. And that was about the extent of my sleep for the day. So, but man, she sure is beautiful. And that's great. And, glad she's here and she's healthy. Mom's doing great. And, thanks to everybody, who's sent congratulations and the like. It means a lot. Our guest tonight is Josh Reeves. He's made a movie called 9/11 New World Rising. And he gets into the who's it's and what's it's of 9/11. Who benefits? Who stands to gain? People like Rudy Giuliani, David Rockefeller, and our good friend, Mr. Heinz Kissinger. My name is Henry, and I'm here to cause havoc. Because everywhere he goes, I mean, literally, that's what occurs. And, Josh, in as you were doing the film, and you said it took you about a year and you did a lot of research, in addition to what you found out about Kissinger and the Rockefellers with Chile, what were some of the other interesting tidbits you came across in your research?
Well, one of the things that I started finding out was all the different connections that the neoconservative people like Paul Wolfowitz had, finding out things like the fact that this guy gave a speech at West Point in June 2001, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners may be familiar with. He gave a speech to the graduating class of West Point, which, you know, is the best and the brightest of the military, the top-notch grade people that are going into the military. And he talked about things like surprise and Pearl Harbor and how, you know, these military cadets, one of the things that they're going to have to get used to in being in the military is how, you know, so much information and so much intelligence comes in into the intelligence community every year that, you know, we just can't act on it all. And you know, we get so much that, you know, surprise happens. And he does this little double think thing where he says, surprise happens so often, it's surprising we're still surprised by it. You know, it's just sickening to see this guy. He knows what's coming. He knows what's happening. And he's laying it out there in advance just to let everybody know, hey, look, surprise happens. There's nothing we can do about it. We get all this intelligence. And, you know, that's pretty much what they said. You know, Rudy Giuliani, on the 9/11 commission hearings, he said the exact same thing. You know, if we'd had this intelligence that we were going to be attacked, I can't tell you we'd have done anything different because we get so much of it. You know, I mean, he said that. And this is the stuff that Wolfowitz was saying, you know, in June right before that. So things like that and finding out, you know, his affiliation with the Project for the New American Century and the fact that when you go and research the Project for a New American Century and you start looking at it, you have all these people like Jeb Bush and different people who are involved, Cheney and Rumsfeld, and who are actually on the Project for a New American Citizen. But when you look at the Rebuilding America's Defenses document, it was basically the blueprint for 9/11, which called for the catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. Wolfowitz is the guy that drafted this and put his name on it.
Right. Yeah, we're going to come back and talk some more about the PNAC boys. I'd like to slap them all in the mouth a couple of times. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. The name of the program, Midnight Rider. My website is midnightridershow.com. Tomorrow night on the program, this is probably going to be one of the most important programs I've done. And it's regarding the subject of cord clamping of newborn infants. And it's happening at birth, and it is depriving these newborn infants of blood, oxygenated blood, and fluids that come from the placenta that give the baby an extra opportunity to thrive. And many of these babies are being asphyxiated. And a lot of doctors look at it from the standpoint, well, it's reversible. They'll be fine in a little bit. And some of the things that happen during childbirth, even in what we consider civilized modern medicine, will absolutely blow your mind. And I'm going to bring two women on tomorrow night, at least a minimum of two, maybe more if we get the opportunity, to discuss this issue because it's huge. This cord clamping has links to autism, cerebral palsy, learning disabilities, a number of things. And both these women have experienced this cord clamping with their own children and their own lives. And we're going to talk with them tomorrow night, and it's going to be a good show. If you've got friends or family that are going to have a baby, or you know someone, you need to have them listening to this program tomorrow night. This is going to be a good show, and I think it's important that people become aware of this. Many consider this child abuse, and I can't say that it's not. I mean, I don't know that doctors, you know, go and do this on purpose to hurt the child. But when you have corporations like these big hospitals making huge sums of money on cord blood sales for research and that type of thing, then there's major problems with it. Because once again, it shows that beyond a shadow of a doubt, these huge corporations, just like the powers that be, consider us as nothing more than cattle, even our newborn infants. Those just with coming into this world who should be cherished more than anything at all. And yet they're treated just as poorly as everyone else. And many of them deprived of the chance to have a normal life because somebody squeezes a cord too early. The sad thing, and that'll be on the program tomorrow night here on the Republic Broadcasting Network from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Time. Tonight our guest is Josh Reeves of the movie 9/11 New World Rising, and his website is NorthTexansFor911Truth.com. That's NorthTexans with an S, For911Truth.com. You can go check out the movie there. It's available for sale if you'd like to help them out in their efforts. Look, this takes a substantial amount of money to get a lot of times the footage has to be bought. And it's their personal time. Sometimes they have to buy a better computer just to make the movie itself. And it costs them time away from their family and their jobs and what they do. And people doing this can use our support and support them any way that you possibly can. Plus, you can watch the movie for free there as well in high-quality video. And I think you'll find the film, and this is just the first cut. There's another cut coming that you're going to have more information in it. But Josh, you know, as we went to the break, we're talking about the project for a new American century, and the guy that just Wolfowitz is one of them that I just despise. But the other guy that I just every time I see him on television, I want to reach my hand through the screen and just yank this guy around by the neck, and that is Bill Kristol, the big kind of founder guy of this organization, the guy who came up with the idea for rebuilding America's defenses. And the guy who, every time you turn around, regardless of how bad things are in Iraq, is sitting there smiling like an idiot and lies to the American people and tells them that everything is great and it's dandy.
Yeah, you know, Bill Kristol's another one of those guys who's basically a representative for AIPAC. He's everything bad you can think about Bill Kristol's involved in. He's one of these guys who absolutely has stood the gain from not only 9/11, but the Iraq War. I mean, he's invested in every outsourced military weapons manufacturer you can name. The guy is it never ends with this guy. But when you look at all of these characters individually, not only Kristol but Wolfowitz, all of them, they're all Pearl. They're all tied in with the Trilateral Commission. I mean, this is a group who is absolutely dead set on the destruction of U.S. national sovereignty. And the things that they're bringing in at every turn are for that aim. Their only real goal, if you talk about 9/11 or any of it, their only real goal is a way to craft a way around our Constitution. That's the only thing that's really standing in these criminals' way, Mike, is the U.S. Constitution. And they have to craft any way possible, be it an event like 9/11, if it's North American Union, if it's anything, the only way they can get us to apply to total enslavement is to craft some way to get us to give up our constitutional rights. And I think that's, one of the things that I really want people to start looking at when they're investigating 9/11. I mean, you hear the term, you see the T-shirt, investigate 9/11. Well, investigate 9/11, but they also investigate what you're living under because of it. Investigate who had to gain from it, and also investigate how you're going to change it.
Right. Yeah. And the larger issues of it. Yeah. Exactly. And I think that is the big thing that 9/11 can do to serve us in this quest to get the country back, is that it can be used to wake people up. Because, again, you know, Josh, it's something that people have a recollection of. It's not like Pearl Harbor. We can sit and talk about Pearl Harbor being allowed to happen all day long, but the vast majority of people in this country don't have a tie any longer to Pearl Harbor. Whereas with 9/11, they saw it. They remembered the impact that it had on their lives and their psyche the day it happened, even though it's so far removed, but still for a good number of people, you can take them from there and lead them through the rabbit holes and say, look, this is what's going on. This is why 9/11 occurred.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what people have really got to start looking into is what it took to get us there, and not only that, of where we're going since it's happened, you know. And, you know, one of the many things that I came across during the making of this film was just how much I didn't know. How much I didn't know how deep it ran into what the motives behind it were. I mean, really, it's protection of corporate interest, you know, the enslavement of the American people, all of it. I mean, there's so many things as to reasons as to why they did it. And, you know, it's just, it goes deeper than anyone can imagine. And I just encourage everyone to never stop looking into it, never stop digging, because I guarantee there's always something new you can find.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, every time I start looking at information, I'm just amazed at what I come across. I'm reading the book right now, Propaganda, by Edward Bernays. And I was talking about this last night. Just the first few pages just had me so just literally wild because of the way it's put, that we should embrace propaganda and love propaganda because it's necessary in a society such as ours. It's the only way that it can smoothly run, that they have to pick our political candidates for us. They have to tell us what products to buy because, you know, if we didn't do that, there would be a lot of competition for products, and people would actually test the products that they buy and look at things before they actually buy them, and that would not be a good thing whatsoever. No, and they're right for, because for them, an informed public is a very, very bad thing to have running around.
Well, that's right. And Bernays was the guy who really brought that, made that a science. You know, he was a nephew of Freud. He was the guy that really, you know, formulated, okay, we're going to make you what you like, what you're into, what you'd like to eat, drink, taste, everything that you makes you you, we're going to make that choice an option, and the only option you have is what we tell you you can have, and that's it. And he's the guy that really made the enslavement of the entire world possible by the multinational corporations. And there's a great documentary, I don't know if you've seen it, Mike, called The Century of the Self, put out by BBC, that covers Bernays and the entire thing, and I encourage everybody to check that out as well.
Century of the South from BBC.
Yes, sir. It's available on Google Video. It's amazing. It goes into all the scientific crafting behind Bernays' use of propaganda through companies such as Procter & Gamble and Coke, etc.
Right. Good. I will definitely check that out. I mean, in fact, I'm going to Google it now. I'm getting on the Google, you see?
Yeah, put that on your list.
That's a good one. And, dude, let me tell you, I have a list of stuff literally to read and to go through, you know, because listeners, you know, will say, hey, check this out. I mean, literally, it could be a foot thick of just things to go through. I mean, I've got a pile of books here that people have sent me to read that I'm trying to get through. And there's just so much information that's available that we don't know about, and so many things are done right in front of us that we don't see because there's, and even us who look at this stuff every day, there's just too much happening all at once to be able to adequately pay attention to it all.
I come across stuff like that all the time where I'm like, how did this slip under my radar? You know, I'm the guy that's into all this. How did it slip under my radar? But then again, you know, there's so much information out there. You just, every time you find something new, you can't believe that you didn't find it. But there it is because, you know, the wealth of information is there. It's just up to the individual to go out and find it, research it, read it, and then get out there and make a difference. I mean, that's really all we have to do, people. I mean, let's start doing it. Really? Can we?
Yeah, well, we need to. We got to. Back in a minute on the Midnight Rider.
Hi. Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Thursday night edition of the program. Welcome aboard. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Glad you are with us. Our guest tonight is Josh Reeves. He's one of these Patriot Young Guns I've been talking about. He is, has made a new movie titled 9/11 New World Rising. And Josh, you briefly mentioned to it earlier. You've got three sections in the movie. The third section, there's a section on activism that showcases some of what you guys do with your group, North Texans for 9/11 Truth. But there is one guy in there who I find really fascinating. It's the guy that's wearing the USC shirt that is more concerned about Reggie Bush than what happened about 9/11. But a lot of what he has to say in there. I'm glad you put him. Not only because he expresses so many different feelings and viewpoints and all of it, I found the guy to be really, really fascinating.
Well, he is, Mike, and the guy, he's kind of became a phenomenon in and of himself on the Internet. People have had many discussions about this guy, and I got to tell you, meeting with a guy face-to-face, I've never had another encounter of all the people I've approached and talked to and tried to get information out to like this gentleman. He spent about 45 minutes arguing with us, and the bulk of which I did get on tape, some of it I didn't. But I've probably got another 30 minutes of footage with this guy that's not even in the film. I mean, I could make a short film with just this guy and just break it down for people to analyze, because the guy really, you know, like you said, he stated so many things. And one of the things that he did was, after he talked to us for about 30 minutes, he left and was gone for about 20 minutes, and then he came back. And
oh, no kidding.
Yeah. He came back and said, you know, I went and had lunch over at Subway, and I was eating, and the whole time I was eating, I couldn't think about anything but what you guys were telling me about, you know. And he came back, and we actually, I turned the camera over to my sister, and she took the camera over and started filming me and this guy having an exchange. And one of the things that he was talking about was how, you know, the NORAD standing down is just, you know, that's a normal operating thing. It's, you know, you shouldn't be alarmed that they didn't react and didn't do anything about those planes, because, hey, you know, that's not their job. You know, he said they don't keep things, their job is not to keep things from coming into your garden, you know, whatever that means. But that, yeah, that gentleman was really one of those guys that was unplugged. And if you notice, at one hand, he says, well, I don't have anything, know anything about any of this, and I don't really care. But then again, he sure is opinionated, and he sure does have his reasons as to why we're wrong. And, of course, he had to bring up the old chestnut, that old wonderful chestnut we all love, Mike. He had to throw in the no plane garbage. He had to say,
exactly.
Well, I've heard of this.
Yeah, I mean, just watching this guy, you know, I'm sitting here going, wow. It's almost like, you know, he's been waiting for an opportunity to go up against you guys. Because, I mean, he gets into that crazy no-plane crap, which, you know, I just dare anybody to call the show with that crap. Because
oh,
I will get lit like you will not believe. That does more, you know, I'm all for people having alternate ideas and theories, but at least have something with some fact in it. But, I mean, the guy, you know, he was talking, in one breath, 9/11 is a significant event to him, but in the next breath, it's not a significant event. And he pointed out some things, and in the grand scheme of things, 9/11 is not a significant event. And by that I mean, he was talking about the fact 5,000 babies are aborted daily, and those type of things. I mean, we've had thousands, we have thousands, tens of thousands killed in car wrecks every year. But what does make 9/11 significant is the fact that, based on the loss of those 3,000 lives, it's what's occurred since then and what's been done to take away liberties and freedoms and turn them into privileges, all by saying, hey, we have to keep you safe. I mean, to me, that guy, when he started talking about that, it really kind of summed it up, because I've mentioned a couple of times before, like a cost benefit analysis.
Right.
That if you look at the cost of the war and everything, and you base it on those 3,000 lives and what happened that day, compared to the number of car accidents and deaths we have each year, number of people dying from cancer, 9/11 really is just a drop in the bucket. But it's what's happened because of the events, and why 9/11 occurred in the first place, that has allowed these other things to occur. That's so huge.
Right. And I think that this guy was an example of somebody. I mean, he admitted that he was ex-military. He admitted he used to be in NATO. He also admitted that he also works for a telecommunications firm. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
He'll probably be contacting you before long to market your video. I wouldn't be surprised. Bottom of the hour here. We're going to head into the final half hour with Josh Reeves. On the other side, don't go anywhere. At number 800-313-9443, plus the chat room open at MidnightRidersShow.com. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. The name of the program is The Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be-
because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Is the number to join the conversation here on the Midnight Rider. And feel more than free to join the conversation here. We're talking with Josh Reeves of the movie 9/11 New World Rising. His website is NorthTexansFor911Truth.com. That's NorthTexansFor911Truth.com. Josh, when you guys are out doing your activism, and I guess you guys do something every 11th of the month, what's the response that you get from people as you're talking to them?
You know, generally it's pretty positive. We haven't had, you know, a very large amount of negative responses. It's generally pretty positive. I mean, if people are going to say anything, generally it's no thanks. I mean, you very rarely have confrontational people. We had a guy one day crossing the street at Dilley Plaza, and we weren't even approaching this guy, and he just, like, walked across the street, got in my sister's face and said, you know, don't even expletive, try it, you know, and walked off, and I got the camera on him and said, excuse me, can you repeat that? And he was like, don't even try it. You know, but we don't get very much of that. A lot of times you get, you know, most people are generally, a lot of people know. I mean, they don't have the information, but when you tell them what you know, they don't doubt it. They say, well, yeah, that doesn't surprise me, or yeah, that wouldn't, you know, that wouldn't surprise me in the least. And one of the things that we do is we take a portable DVD player around with us, and we have footage of Building 7 coming down. So when people say, no, I didn't know there was a third building, or, oh, I ever heard of it, we can show them. And we show them right there on hand, wherever we're at, look, this is Building 7. This came down. You didn't know about this. It came down at 5:18 in the afternoon. It was only shown once, and it wasn't in the 9/11 Commission report. And that really tends to spur people to take a DVD and at least check it out further for you. And I want to encourage anybody out there to go and purchase one of these portable DVD players. You can get them relatively cheaply, and they're a great tool to use in activism.
Yeah, you know, I know a guy out in San Francisco that takes the portable DVD player with him where he goes. And what he'll do is he'll sit down in a restaurant, and as he's eating his dinner, he pops open the portable DVD player, and he has a documentary just happens to be in there. And he starts playing it, and usually by the time he's done with dinner, he's got a crowd of people, first at the novelty of the portable DVD player, but at the information. And they're just getting in there, and they're just sort of going, wow, this is cool. It's something that's very, very interesting that people just, like, get a hold of and go, wow, and want to know more immediately. And he's used that on countless occasions to wake people up. I think that's a great thing to use because, again, it's not you just telling them this. It's actual documented video footage from a network, from a trusted news source that they can actually see.
Well, that's right, and you really have to use the tools that have been used to enslave us. You have to learn to use those tools to your advantage to wake people up, because that's what people are used to responding to. You know, you have to use the methods and the motives that have convinced people to go to sleep to convince them to wake up, and I think that's just, you know, part of the tools that you have to have, you know, when you're going out and planning on doing these kind of actions.
And Josh, is there a way people who do not have internet access? We've got somebody want another question. I mean, and this might be Rob here. Rob in Pennsylvania, you're on the Midnight Rider Show. How are you?
Hey, Mikey, what's up?
Hey, oh, hey, there you are. Hang on a second here. Let me ask you. We'll get to Rob here in just a second. If somebody doesn't have internet access, because we have people who listen on micro FMs across the country as well as satellite to this broadcast, if they don't have internet, is there a way for them to get the movie?
Currently, there isn't any way to purchase the film other than over the internet, but once the director's cut is finished, we plan on having a way where people would be able to do a mail order system through that. We just don't have that up and operable at this time.
Yeah, what you can do, Josh, it's easy, is just go to like one of those mail mart places, plunk down I think it's like 60, 70 bucks for like 6 months, boom, you've got a place where you can have orders sent to.
Okay. Yeah, cool. we will have that up and operable. We just don't at this time. We really rush in to get the film out, and we just got it available to be able to buy it today. Today is the first day anybody's been able to watch it or purchase it online, so we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants here, but we will have that up for those people that do not have internet access in the future.
Brother Rob, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to break a little bit of news, and then I had a quick question for Josh, man. Great interview,
sure.
By the way. Ron Paul came in third officially with the Illinois state straw poll for the Republicans at the Illinois State Fair earlier today.
Excellent.
Ran from 11 to 4 on electronic voting machines. Of course, Mitt Romney comes in first at 40%, which, you know, how many of that is him paying off people going in there to vote, and how much is that him actually going in there and manipulating the machines? Fred Thompson came in second with 19.96%, and Ron Paul came in third with 18.87%. So to me, even if you know, those are legit numbers, man, that's a hell of a home run for Ron Paul. Giuliani
really
was fourth with 11. That's not bad. But
yeah, he's, you know, it's definitely showing this that he has traction, where they have said over and over that, you know, that his only support is the internet, and it's a few hackers and spammers. But even though, you know, most likely things were rigged in Iowa, and he's had a good decent showing here as well. It shows that he does have support, and he's gaining traction everywhere he goes. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, just wait until we get into the New England. Then you're going to see some pretty cool stuff. But
I think Ron Paul ought to rock in New Hampshire.
Oh, I think he's a favorite. I mean, yeah, I can see a bunch of libertarians and, you know, middle conservatives voting for Rudy Giuliani or Mitt Romney myself, you know, the John Kerry of the GOP. But, Josh, man, is this the same video that you won, I don't know what you call it, the award on Alex Jones' site? I think it was Jones Report a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, actually, some of the footage that is featured in the film was actually used in the Alex Jones Push the Truth contest. Yes, it was. It's just expanded in the film, but it was shot at the exact same time in which we were doing our actions. Yes, it was.
Outstanding, man. Hey, you guys take it easy.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for the breaking news, by the way. Rob is, and I may let Rob come on one night. Rob's a 20-year-old, folks, that has more knowledge and more information about this stuff than you can shake a stick at. And I can actually say, hi, Rob, and I could leave and come back 2 hours later, and Rob will still be talking and delivering information. I mean, he's that passionate about it. And we may just have Rob on one night and just let Rob wail and get busy. But, yeah, with the DVD player and that type of thing, I think that is a key thing to the activism. And I know my wife went up earlier this summer and spent some time with Luke and the folks with WeAreChange.org and actually went out with them while they were doing some of their street stuff up there. And she had told me the same basic thing, that most everybody's pretty polite. If they're not interested, they don't even make eye contact. They just keep on walking. But there's a large number of people going, yeah, right on.
I find that to be true. You know, I mean, at least people know that. A lot of people know that even if they're not on board with what you're doing, they at least know why you're trying to do it. Most of them, and you know, they know you're only out there because you're trying to make a difference. They see us, we're regular people. You know, we don't have 12-foot green mohawks and fangs. You know, we're regular, everyday, hardworking people, and you know, we see what's happening to our country and see what's happening around us, and we're sick of it, and we want to make a change, and we know that, you know, 9/11 is something that, like you said, people have experienced in their lifetime, and they've felt the repercussions of it, and it resonates with them, and I think it is a door to get them on board with all these other pertinent issues that we're fighting against, and really, you know, it's really kind of a thing. It's kind of like the kindergarten. You know, if you get them in on kindergarten, you show them that, you know, you can take them all the way through grade school on up to high school and make them graduate into what's really going on. And I really, like I said before, Mike, I've made that my personal goal, is to just, you know, get people expanded on what 9/11 is and what it is that we're living under now because of it.
Yeah, one of the things I've thought about doing, and I'm glad you've done what you've done, so I think you've made a good start at it, where Alex Jones has hit a number of different issues and things with his film, and it covers a lot of territory. I've even thought about making it myself, but I mean, just literally don't have the time to do it. But what I've been thinking of is making a movie that basically establishes from the get-go. I mean, I would think, you know, you could go back, say, to the start of the Federal Reserve, right around in there, and
right,
start explaining how, since that time, so many things have been done in this country to us without our knowledge or in our name, and just break it out and explain to them piece by piece by piece. And, you know, and something that if you can condense it to an hour, hour and a half, that they can just cogitate and look at, and just basically give them the whole load in a nutshell, in, you know, simple, easy fashion, with a lot of good graphics and good video, and try to find as much archival footage and stuff as you possibly could of things from, say, the Depression and other stuff like that. I think, man, if that could be done, I think that would just be an absolute home run as far as getting information and educating people.
Yeah, I agree. It's showing people the full scope of not only what we're living under now, but all the things that it took over, you know, pretty much since the Civil War and on into the early 1900s.
Right.
Through the establishment of the Federal Reserve banking system, which was the beginning of enslavement and the in this country, as far as, you know, the taxable, you know, the income basically that is printed out of nowhere, which doesn't exist and never has existed, that basically people are living and dying for and killing for their entire lives, and it's all a sham, and really breaking that down for people and showing them how their patriotism for their country has been used against them. Could be an effective weapon, Mike. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think, you know, I think it's important that people know that guys like J.P. Morgan that were essentially guilty of financial espionage in how they would, deals would be structured and the like, and it wasn't that these guys were American businessmen. It's that they were Rothschild agents for a bank in England. And I think when people can start to put it all together, that there are outside forces that are playing along with this, and these people who have been touted as great and grand and the father of this and the father of that, they need to be put in the proper light.
Well, absolutely. People have to realize that there's an elite in general. I mean, most of your
right.
your average everyday Joe six-pack doesn't even know that there is an elite in this country. They think that's a myth. They don't know that the Rothschild banking family is established and runs virtually every aspect of your life from cradle to grave, no matter what it is. And if there has to be some sort of nexus point or genesis to get people to realize, look, there is an elite. This is who it is. This is what they've done, and this is what they continue to do. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what issue you're talking about, 9/11, North American Union, it doesn't matter. People are never going to wake up unless they come to the realization of, that there is an elite and that they are in control and that they do want to kill all of us.
Yeah, I mean, that's their ultimate aim. Thin the herd down to about a half a billion, and that half a billion serves them while they all jockey for power and in the end eventually kill each other. Which I think that's the ultimate irony in all that, Josh, is they want us dead. But because they're all so power hungry and their little psychopathic minds are going to crave more power and more influence. And when they're done with us, they're going to start chewing on each other. And in the end, there's not going to be any of them standing.
Well, that's right. And the thing about these people is that somewhere in the course of history that this has been passed down through their bloodlines with, they have been taught that this is what they're supposed to do, that this
right.
is how they rule populations, and this is how they are intended to manipulate the growth of man over a period of time, and it's contrary to everything that the human spirit is about.
Yeah, I mean, it's for us, it's one of those things. Now, we know these guys are going down. Do we take them down now, or do we wait and just let them do it themselves when there's only a half a billion of us left? Me personally, I would like to take them down now. I kind of have a zeal for life, kind of like living. I got kids, I got grandkids, kind of want to see them live and grow up and have a good life and have some happiness. But yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate irony, and it gives me a chuckle because I know that in the end, because of their makeup, because of the way they are, and because that's how they behave, is all instinct. It's ingrained. They don't think about it. They just do it.
Yep. And they're going to cannibalize each other.
Oh, yeah, and that's going to be the most beautiful thing in the world to see. I mean, I would love it if somebody could sit there with a camera and just document it, piece after piece after piece, of these fools, these psychopaths, just taking each other out and none of them being able to understand why. I mean, that's just, that to me would be the most satisfaction that I could ever get. Or if somebody could make the video in advance and start shipping it to them, say, you think that you're going to be evil to us? And that once we're gone, everything's going to be great. This is what you're fixing to do. Ron in Texas, you're on the show. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
I mean, I'm sorry, Mike. I appreciate you and Josh and your work, what you're doing. I've worked in video production before I had nasal cancer and had radiation burns to the brain, so excuse my sometimes hesitation of speech. But what I wanted to add about the making of such a video is that the mental eye takes 3 seconds sometimes to absorb a text dictation of words, and it's best highlighted as it goes through.
Right.
And those take a lot of time in video and a lot of frames, and the mind and time can only absorb so much so quick.
Right.
One of the things I would like to see somebody make would be almost a poster board of sort that would depict who's connected to who. Do it, but with glyphs and graphs to show how these people have interconnected through the all these organizations for the last 100 years.
Yeah, and how they interbreed and how they've all. They just have massed together. I think that's a good idea, too.
That's where everybody wonderful. Can't make the connection because they think, oh, well, you're just blaming this person. But if they saw how it was such an interlaced
right.
Web they weave, then it might help make a better visualization for the mind to grasp a hold of. That's
yeah,
all I
yeah.
have to add. Y'all keep up with the great work.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate your call. Thanks for your insight.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
You know, Josh, that's kind of one of, you know, there is so much information. And it does take a while, and he brings up the fact it takes, you know, the eye 3 seconds. That's why you only have so much on a billboard, because at
right.
about 55 or 65 miles an hour, they have technically about 3 seconds to read it. But, you know, in the end, my ultimate goal is to try to find a way to encompass the basic nuts and bolts of all of this into a presentation that somebody can see or hear or read, and where in a space of about 2.5, maybe 3 minutes, they get it.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. I wish I did.
Yeah, I wish I did too.
Yeah. That's the ultimate thing right there, is to continue to condense it. Because, I mean, we're obviously seeing with Ron Paul that his message is simple. It's so simple. Freedom, liberty, government by the Constitution, and we stay out of people's business. It's a simple message. I mean, it's easy.
Right.
And he can articulate the essence of his message in 60 seconds. And I think that's huge. We're going to come back, final segment, with Josh Reeves on the other side here. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Final segment with our guest tonight, Josh Reeves, maker of the movie 9/11, New World Rising. And Josh, you had your premiere at the Lakewood Theater. Gosh, I love that theater. The Lakewood Theater in Dallas. Any plans to take the show on the road?
Well, we are planning, if everything goes according to plan, and we get enough of the limited edition DVDs sold, we're planning on doing a director's cut and taking that to Austin, hopefully, somewhere around the September 14th. It's still pending. We have a hopefully a screening set up at Brave New Books. I'm still waiting on the confirmation on that on September 14th, but I'll be sure and let you know so we can let all the listeners know when that's going to happen. But as of right now, yeah, we're planning on doing something in Austin right now, but other than that, we don't have anything else planned, but we're definitely trying to get the film out there, and it's definitely going to be you know, a bigger piece of work once we get the director's cut done.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that you've got other projects that you're looking at doing as well. You want to talk about those real quick?
Yeah, I've got a few future films planned, nothing I've really started working on at this time, but some different stuff. I'm making a film on genetically modified foods and cross-species chimeras, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
We're also going to do a film on the symbology of Freemasonry, and there's a lot of myths and a lot of stuff flying around about Freemasonry and a lot of confusion going on there. So we're planning on making a film that goes into the symbology and what these guys really, what they're really hiding and what's behind them. So we've got a few things in the works. It's hopefully going to, you know, maybe expand the palette for people on what they know as far as the New World Order. That's what we're trying to do, is just take things, separate the myth from the fact, and take things to a new level and keep it progressive.
Oh, excellent. That's a great deal. All right, folks, you can go and you can get the movie, 9/11 New World Rising, at the website. Josh, give everybody your website address.
Well, it's NorthTexansFor911Truth.com, and people can email me also at josh@NorthTexansFor911Truth.com as well.
Good deal. All right, good deal. So we can get hooked up with that. Plus, I can watch the movie there at the website as well. So it's kind of a try before you buy kind of thing. And,
absolutely, and I also want to let everybody know, also that if you do buy the limited edition copy, we are going to have a special where when the director's cut comes out, everyone that buys the limited edition copy is going to get $5 off of the director's cut. So that's an incentive for people to buy those from us.
Excellent, and you can use that. And now, once they buy a copy, do you get a copy of the video? Do you encourage them to copy it and send it out and to hand it out to people?
Oh, absolutely. The only thing, right now we're trying to keep it off of Google Video until we get the director's cut out, and then we're going to release it on Google Video. So right now the only thing we don't want is people to upload that and put it on Google. We have it on Station Exhibits, but other than that, people are free to copy that and give it out to everybody they like. We really encourage that.
Excellent. Josh, thanks so much for being on the show. You've done great work, and keep it up. And, you know, I'm so proud of you young guys. I mean, I met you and your sister last year down in Dallas, and to know that, you know, there are guys and girls out there like you that are getting out, you know, when you guys could be out and running around partying, that you care enough about your country and you care enough about your fellow man to step up and not only get out on the streets, but to make a movie like this. I think it's huge, and you guys should be commended.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. And you know, you can't get out there and party and do what you want to do if you don't have a country to do it in. So I want to tell everybody that as well.
Well, thanks a lot, Josh, and I appreciate you having you on. And stick with let me know if your event in Austin gets finalized. We'll talk about it here and try to help spread the word.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks for all your support, man.
Thank you, man. You have a good night. All right, that's Josh Reeves of the movie 9/11 New World Rising. And again, his website is North Texans. For 911truth.com, North Texans for 911truth.com. And man, it's just so cool knowing that there's a whole group of young ones out there that are ready to get out and get the job done. And I think that's huge. That's it for us. Tomorrow night, the big show about cord clamping. This is going to be huge. Tell your friends and neighbors about it. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Central Time here on RBN on the Midnight Rider. Folks, find somebody you love. And tell them that you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's true.